Earlier this week, the governor addressed the General Assembly and outlined his priorities for the year in the State of the State address. Some of his priorities would address public safety through a proposed title, Operation Relentless Pursuit, which would be a grant to support one deputy sheriff, each of the 9 highway patrol troops across the state to coordinate with local law enforcement to take the over 17,000 dangerous individuals with active felony arrest warrants off our streets. Additionally, the governor issued an executive order that would allow the state and local law enforcement to assist in enforcing immigration laws. To help retain officers, the governor also issued an executive order that would modify the patrol's salary schedule by reducing the time of service required to reach the top salary tier from 15 years of service to 12 years of service. On Thursday, we heard testimony from the governor's office regarding his proposed budget for the 2026 fiscal year, which included $60 million reappropriation to the Rural Roads Fund, which has greatly benefited the northwest part of the state. Additionally, the governor proposed an additional $200 million increase to the foundation formula, fully funding the school transportation formula, which totals to $376.6 million, and doubling the Hold Harmless funding that will greatly help many northwest Missouri schools as well. During the hearing, the governor's office also provided information regarding a $17.3 million appropriation to the Missouri Veterans Homes and made a commitment to not shut any down during his tenure. In the Senate Gubernatorial Appointments Committee, Sean Cornelius from Hamilton, Missouri, was approved by the committee to the State Milk Board, which encourages orderly and sanitary production, transportation, processing, and grading of fluid milk and processed milk products for consumption intrastate as well as interstate. I would certainly like to congratulate Sean, as we did confirm him to this board within the Senate.